Hello and welcome. You're listening to a guided meditation, and I'll be your guide, Katie Jo Holton. I've been actively doing manifesting work off and on for some years now. And when I say off and on, I don't mean that I'm sometimes actively doing it and sometimes unactively doing it. Because we are all doing it all the time. By off and on, I mean sometimes I'm consciously doing it and other times I'm subconsciously doing it. When I turn towards a conscious intention and desire, one of the first things to look at is why you have that desire and what problem you feel like it will solve. And that will give you a clue into a belief pattern that is informing your system. So once you get a closer look at that belief pattern, you can see the stories that you're making up about what you believe is wrong, and give yourself an opportunity to remind yourself that actually nothing is wrong, that you are already whole. But then when we reach this place, what next? Sometimes just realizing intellectually that I am whole doesn't give me the motivation that I feel that I need to be the powerful creator that I am. And this is why I've created this inner light guided meditation. It's a great way to, one, check in with yourself and find your center, but it's also a very inspirational way to begin an endeavor of creating your reality. If we can give ourselves the experience of feeling love in its wholeness, of feeling divine light in its wholeness, and making a home for that in ourselves, this informs every single thing that we do. And when you find yourself searching for your passion, trying to figure out what your work is in the world, trying to figure out if or what you care about, we spend a lot of time looking outside of ourselves for clues. And the best, most direct way to discovering this part of ourselves is by turning on the light ourselves. In spiritual work, people often talk about the unified field. And we're talking about basically the connection between everyone and everything. And the energetic makeup of this system is almost like a grid. And from within the grid, each of us operates within our own toroidal field. So it's like we have an energetic field through us and around us that shows that we are our own sovereign beings and is connected to and constantly communicating with the great community, with nature and the cosmos. When I am frustrated or feeling lost or in a place of I don't know what to do, I can get angry with the external world, believing that because other things outside of me are not centered or rooted in love, it makes it harder for me to be centered and rooted in love. Or when others don't have their divine light on, it's hard for me to see my way around but we are co-creators. So if we want a world where centered beings operate from within their own inner light, I must be the one. You must be the one. As I do, so will others, and as others do, so will I. We grow together, and as we create a world for ourselves, that world is instantaneously available to the others, and vice versa, and this is how we grow. This is for you to feel inspired. This is for you to have direct experience of the divine, of wholeness and love, and to know how to bring that into your energetic field. Direct experience is the highest way of knowing. And you can give it to yourself. So take a moment, and when you're ready, let's begin. Let's begin by rocking back and forth in a forward motion. Rocking back and forth almost in a way to express any anxiety or nervous energy. Allow the nervousness to loosen up and be carried up and out of your body. Beginning slow, deep breaths here. Inhaling again. From here, you could stop rocking and move to stillness, or you can continue rocking if it feels comfortable to you. Let's begin by diving in. If you can imagine that your body was actually the ground, that it was moist soil, slightly loose, but you're able to navigate through it, but rich, fertile. Can you smell it? Do you smell the fragrance of rich earthy soils? Now imagine that the soil could almost begin to cave in on itself. Creating a funnel through itself and through the layer of the soil into a deeper place and a deeper presence. And now, where have you found yourself? It might feel like a cave. It might be a big dome. Or even a long, narrow, and short passageway of stone. It feels both cold and comfortable here. And it's like somewhere in here, you can hear the whispers from below, from a deeper place. Whispering secrets to you that you already know, except for your eyes are closed. In this stone center, imagine you could open your eyes. And then when you do so, you would open a set of eyes that's even deeper back than the eyes you're used to seeing from. And that you could open your third eye as well, creating a triangle at the center of your head. That will illuminate. With this on, take a look now at what's beneath you, what's under your feet. Do you even see your feet? If you don't, can you imagine grounding in? Imagine roots coming from your very feet. That could still stay connected even if you were to walk. And you might just take a moment here and notice what else you can about the ground around you and your feet. Is there water present, obscuring your path? Is that water from your own psyche, or is it collective? Is it dry and brittle here? Perhaps it's muddy below you and you feel unsure about where to move or which way to go. Now imagine backing up from this space a little bit, almost like you could get an aerial view of yourself down here. And as you back up, for a bigger perspective, you might begin to notice that there are tunnels diverting off of where you're standing. And it might feel from here like you're curious about moving forward, but unsure of which direction to go in. But the truth is, you already know. When you saw the tunnels the first time, there was one that you knew. Trust yourself. And from here, begin to move down that tunnel. Actually, as you stand at the face of that tunnel, looking in into the darkness ahead, take a moment to check in with an intention that you have here. In this place, I intend to find my own inner light, the center from which I operate from, where my love comes from. Place that is of me and for me. May my journey to this place be a journey of ease and curiosity. As you move forward, you'll come to a room. Where is that room? Where is that room? I know you can feel it. Just go to it. And you might take deep breaths here again, if you haven't been. Long, slow breaths. Rocking back and forth a little bit. Easy on your body, quieting the mind. And reminding yourself that you have the deeper sight. And as you get closer to this room that holds your light, you might check in with your body. Where do you feel that within you as well? You might feel it in your heart, maybe in the center of your head. Perhaps in your solar plexus area. Tune all the way into that place. Imagine that you could go to that place in your body where the room is, where you knew it was all along. This place of beauty, crystalline structure, glistening, shimmering, and from here, reach above your head and feel for the string to a light. And this light is your own inner light. You've certainly had it on before. It might even be on now. But as we're here, let's go ahead and check in. And when you are reaching up and feel like you found that string, take a deep breath and pull the string to turn the light on. You might find you can't help but smile and watch what happens in your body. Allow the light to fill this room that you're in, the space that you're in, all the way. And then, when you're ready, if you have more light, go ahead and let it build up. Become very concentrated here. You might begin to notice that as you're tuning into your own inner light and your inner energy, that there is a grid around you of connections and lights as well. And this outside and this external piece is informed by your internal light. You might even feel the outside of your body and your skin becoming tingly as you tune into this excited state that's constantly around you. Each one of these points is a point of possibility and a point of connection. Imagine from your own center that you could shoot out pulses of light around this grid, around through this grid around you. That the pulses will intuitively go where they are needed and inform that part of your body what is true for you. And in turn, inform the external world what is also true for you. You can imagine expanding your inner light. Instead of it being concentrated in this room and in that space in your body, allowing it to slowly grow, growing, until it becomes even bigger than your body. You might notice that your skin becomes even more tingly. That you are immediately and deeply connected to the ecstatic state around you. And it feels both concrete and flowing. Sit here for another 10 breaths. Okay. Good. And now let's start to call your expanded inner light energy back to your center where it started. It doesn't need to come all the way in, but we'll bring it in closer. There can be a tendency to want to make that light as big as we possibly can. But really, when it is in here, when it's in us, and concentrated for a size that we can feel, it's actually more beneficial to ourselves and to others than spreading it around. It's not the point to be as big as we can be, but to be as centered as we can be. as you call it back to your center. Go ahead and imagine that light running almost like a laser up and down the center of your body. Helping you to keep in alignment with yourself, with Earth, and with the great community. Staying here just a little longer. Remembering to breathe. And here, know that you can check in with this light at any time. Can check into your alignment beam and the grid around you, seeing if your light is even on. Checking to see if it's bigger than what you feel. Checking to see if it's bigger than what feels comfortable. If it's too small, or maybe you've dimmed it down for others around you, intentionally or unintentionally. And no need to judge, just to make the adjustments that you need to bring it back to center and to keep it on. And when you're ready, rub the top of your legs, moving your shoulders. One nice big exhale. And slowly open your eyes. With your eyes open, giving yourself one more chance to feel into it. Whether your eyes are closed or opened, the light is always there. And you can dim it when you need to come back into yourself, when you need to take a break and a rest. And you have the switch. There may have been times where you get handed your switch over to someone else, and know that you can take it back at any moment. And you can keep it for you. And you might find yourself smiling as we close this practice, either internally or externally, or both. You might feel a new connection to the things around you, like everything is more alive than it was before. Beautiful.